if somebody says, yes, you can vote, but you have to jump through this hoop, and then we just scurry to jump through the hoop without saying, well, what is that hoop?
John Kane is a Mohawk radio host and activist based on the Seneca-Cattaraugus Reservation. He says that by natives voting in federal and state elections, they seemingly hurt their own claims at sovereignty.
How is to say, okay, even though I have my own government, and even though I'm going to argue that I'm sovereign and I'm all for decolonization, but I'm going to vote in a state and national election? There's a contradiction there.
But the issue still stands divided across Indian country.
If we're to maintain our sovereignty, then we have to fight for it. And one of those tools is voting. It's in our best interest to vote in people who think like we do, who want to protect the land, who want to protect the water, who do want to continue our government-to-government relationship rather than dissolve it.
Simon Moya Smith is an Oglala Lakota writer and reporter. He sees natives sitting out elections as giving up.
Basically giving them an open door. Be like, you know what, I don't want to participate in your system. And they're going to be like, fine, we're going to do whatever the hell we want.
Vincent Schilling, who is a Mohawk and an associate editor for the news magazine Indian Country Today, can see both sides, especially when examining the traditional Iroquois Confederacy.
So we had a system of, you know, coming together as a unit to say, you know, we will not make a decision until we all make a collective decision. So it may not have been using a ballot box, but we did vote, or we gave consent or dissent.
One thing is certain. More Native Americans are getting involved in the political process than ever before. Over 100 are running for elected federal, state, and local offices across the nation. Ryan Zunner, WBFO News.